And now it's time to have a little fun, a little hypno fun. It's okay if you don't remember your hypno fun, if your mind just goes blank for a bit. After all, it's more fun that way. We're here to have some hypno fun, and you are here because you want something, a change to happen in your life. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened yet, but you're in luck, because that feeling in your mind, that desire lurking behind your thoughts, that's all you really need to make this change happen. All we're here to do is teach you how much you can enjoy it if you let that desire come forth, to allow yourself to want it and not hold yourself back. And you've already done so well at making this a reality. By coming here and listening to this file, you've made that all-important choice. That choice to make your dreams a reality. So it's okay if you find yourself slipping deeper into trance. It's okay if you let your mind wander off. Because you know that this is something you chose. That there is nothing in here that I will do that you don't want me to do. So it's perfectly okay to relax and enjoy. Enjoy getting exactly what you've wanted for so long. And let's think about that desire for a bit. Think about the change you want to happen. Change would be the appropriate word here, because you want to change. You want to experience life outside the shell you've lived in so long. And hearing about people who have succeeded, who have managed to make their minds sense a body besides their normal body, well, it's all right if that makes you a bit envious. It's all right, because now it can be your turn. It's not as hard as you think. It's actually quite easy. All you really need is that desire. If you want to change, you will change. It's already all there in your mind, waiting to be brought forth. And even if you're a little hesitant, we can work with that, because you have chosen to let yourself experience this change. And all we need to do is be confident in that choice and accept that this is what you truly want. Minds work in strange ways. One thought leads to another, and another. You might end up in thoughts you never thought you would have. And all you need to get from one thought to another is to wash away any skepticism, to let that desire, that passion in your mind push forward and be free to do what it is meant to. And since you've made that all-important choice, that thought that you're going to listen to this file, to let me help you get what you want, you might find that thought just leads to everything you ever wanted. That thought that you want to change, to be able to change, to experience change for yourself. By choosing to value this thought, by choosing to make it important to you, you'll find that thought growing within your mind. And that's okay, because this thought is something you value. It's a choice that will make you so happy. And everyone wants to be happy, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be. And that desire for happiness, that desire for change, is a self-fulfilling prophecy. By wanting to be happy, by wanting to change, your happiness will grow, and your ability to change will grow with your desire. You'll find that the more you want this change, the more you'll think about it, the more those skeptical parts of your mind will understand that this is a wonderful thing for you. That the ability to change, to transform, is something that you truly need. And as your mind realizes that, all that skepticism, all that worry will just fade away. Fade away, leaving more room in your mind to be happy, more room in your mind to change. And these mental changes are okay too. It's all right to do what makes you happy. It's all right to let your mind be free. And so, this desire for change will grow and grow, to where even if it doesn't impact your daily life, you may notice a few fun changes, like how your dreams may shift slightly. Dreams are based on our thoughts, our desires, and as your desire for change grows and grows, your dreams start to fill with experiences. Maybe not ones you've had in real life, yet. But seeing, feeling, sensing yourself transform, sensing yourself change in your dreams, as your mind challenges itself to see how well, how far it can transform. Every night, just shifting in your mind just picking out a form for itself, a fun little test of transformation that you'll feel and see and sense completely inside your dreams. And the more this desire grows, the better your mind becomes at changing. You'll find that as that skill improves, that mental ability to change will become a physical one. That when you wake up from your dreams, that form you took there will still be there in reality, and it could be anything you want. It is, of course, based off your desires, and will be a form that you like and enjoy, but what it actually is will be up to your mind. Perhaps you spend your day living out as a furry, perhaps as a mythical creature. Maybe your mind decides that today you're going to be female, or male, or somewhere in between. It doesn't really matter. What does matter is that this change will become a part of you. This power, this skill is what you desire, is what you truly yearn for. And because you want it so badly, it's going to happen. Slowly, steadily. But you'll start noticing these changes, noticing how as your ability to change grows, your reality will change as well, letting you go about your day in a different form, a different life. Your mind wants this to happen so badly that it will even change the world around you, that clothes will match your new form, that you'll naturally refer to yourself as your old form when talking to others, just because they don't get to sense who you really are, just because they haven't learned how to change themselves, doesn't mean you should let it impact your life. You can change, and you are going to change, and that's all that matters. So let that doubt just fade from your mind. Let it slide away. Worrying about whether it is working really doesn't help matters. There's no need to try and explain away the changes you sense, because it's what you want, and you know that it's happening because you want it, and for no other reason. So let that desire fill your mind, the desire for change, for transformation, and as it fills your mind, let yourself feel happy and confident, excited that these changes will soon fill your mind and shape your body. Let yourself feel that need to make this choice again and again, to let me help you get exactly what you want. It's okay if you're grateful for this file, grateful for the help that I've given you. It's also okay to share that gratitude, to let others know how enjoyable it is, was, and will be. But if you don't, that's okay too. Just let yourself do what you feel is right, what you feel will make you happy, and by doing so, your changes will begin all the sooner. Let your mind become calm and clear, just gradually relaxing as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, and your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy, as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. to see the images they speak of, in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they speak. Words of ponies and change. Words of happiness and tenderness. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Feel as your fingers and your toes slowly start to smooth together, becoming covered in a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves, as they merge together. 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves, as the bones in your legs twist and bend to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on 2 legs anymore. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire as your arms too reshape, remold, so that you can comfortably stand on 4 legs. Tender, almost shy feelings flutter through your mind. These are strange sensations, not normally what happens in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. You feel, with a twinge of embarrassed shock, that as your butt grows, your penis seems to shrink in time with it, your balls being gently pulled back upwards until you can't feel them at all, and as your hips seem to pull wider and wider, your penis shrinks further and further until you can't feel it anymore as well. No, you just feel this new space in between your hips, with the ever so slight sensations of folds that reach inwards, inside yourself, your new vagina. The word embarrasses you a little more, but you still find, despite the change, that it does feel somewhat good. Deep down in your mind and your body, your legs only slightly wider apart, but it feels as if you couldn't cover up your new member, no matter how you tried, just out there on proud display for all to see and enjoy. Another quick twinge goes to the base of your spine, as a long, soft tail sprouts delicately out of it, swishing back and forth to complement your new pony backside. 2 slight downward pulling sensations begin to take hold a little further up from your pussy. 2 small, yet very sensitive teats. You can feel the tiny nipples on them, the slight weight moving just a bit whenever you move about, This makes you feel so very feminine, so very curly. It's a little embarrassing, you know, but you can't help but enjoy the sensations. Can't help but wonder what will come next. Feel now, as just below your shoulders, the firm, stretching feeling of two large wings slowly growing outward, connected down your side with soft, beautiful feathers. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out, coming to rest comfortably by your sides, your new Pegasus wings, as the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes just a bit softer, a bit lighter, not very assertive at all. A shy, calming, feminine voice. Your feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, girly mane for you to wear with pride as your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mare's ears to accompany the soft, yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. A lovely pony head for a lovely pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entirely equine form, a lovely, girly mare. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel shy, feminine, a little embarrassed at your transformation, but enjoying it regardless. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body, imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves, the four-legged gait, the exposed pussy and swishing tail, the graceful wings and pointed ears, the curved muzzle and smooth fur. All yours to enjoy and play in. You know that the sensations of this change will eventually go away, but they will remain either until you go to sleep or until it is no longer appropriate for you to be a pony. You know that if the world requires that you be yourself once again, then the change will immediately end, though it will always be here, waiting for you to listen and enjoy again, becoming stronger and stronger with every visit, the desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this beautiful pony. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five, you will find that with each number, you wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. One, waking up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoy, little pony.